IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Kazem Ali Himani and Sheikh Qasim. Assalamu alaikum to both of you and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome back there.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's get to today's topic, which is the foundation of family in Islam. Why the religion of Islam emphasizes very much on establishing the family, taking the wife and having children, but inside the wedlock, which is the legitimate Shari'i system of thought, something which is unfortunately very much missed in the nowadays liberal capitalist lifestyle of the Western world. You know, just a simple look at the pictures and the lifestyle of the people, even in the U.S. before 60s, 50s, you could find such haya and modesty even in the clothing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
See? Yeah. But nowadays, you know, as naked as an animal. Is it so?
I'll allow Sheikh Qasim to answer that. But not just West, Brother Atta.
Yes.
You would see that attitude even in the East. You know, if you go back and look at the pictures of women in India 50 years ago.
Shrouded, yes.
Yeah, they would actually cover the head. Yes. They would actually pull their covering over the head so much further down that it literally covered their face, more like a niqab, right?
Yes, yes.
So the Hindu culture also had something called covering the head and covering the face to the extent of niqab.
Yes.
But then it's the exploitation of the Western culture.
Yes, the chastity.
Exactly.
The
so that led
effa.
To the desanctifying the chastity of women and, you know, encouraging them to reveal more and cover less.
I think we've been talking about the philosophy or, you know, the underlying layers of this sort of actually deviation in the West and, as you said, even in the East. And again, I believe that's you know, the way that they look at this world, and they are actually looking at the people like, you know, some workers that are there in order for working for them. So the more they are committed, the less they work, you know.
Okay.
So I think that works to their interest in the best way by having, you know, or promoting the ways of lives that have less commitment. So these sorts of relationships out of wedlock, I think, serves them in the best way. Yeah.
Just look at the rate of the white trafficking. You know, white trafficking is a term used for trafficking of the women and girls from the eastern part of the world or from the Eastern Europe to the so-called North and West. You know, the thing is that they traffic human beings for the sexual
and
pleasure.
And literally, they sell them. You know, I was watching one of these TED, you know,
talks. TED talks.
Yeah, it was. Actually, it was the former president of the United States, Jimmy Carter. He was talking about this, and he actually was giving the statistics of the people who are trafficked. You know, these women, as you said, the white women.
White trafficking.
And they are literally selling them to, you know, the casinos and, you know, these nightclubs and things like that. And it's, you know, it's happening now, you know, in the
and
real
they're
time.
They're enslaved.
They're
not
they're
free
enslaved,
there. When once they're sold, they're enslaved for their life.
And just look at the modeling life, the life of the models. There was also a documentary about the backstage of this model life, you know, the malnutritions that they have, different diseases that they have got. They are used,
like a product.
Sorry to say, as a tissue in my hand now. Yeah. One day beautiful, the other day ugly, taken out of the industry of the modeling and cinematic form. Yeah. Day by day, get high and high and high, and they make a new movement out of that in order to put a seal on the main question, for example, Me Too movement.
Correct.
Okay? See, these movements might answer some of the needs or questions of the female or femininity, for example, the sameness of the wages of the payment in the West or in the U.S. too. But still, it is a big seal on the main problems, and that is, is this really the position of a woman in a society?
In your society, particularly the Western society.
In the Western society. And look how much the feminist movement and the feminists look at the men. They're changing the man into the mother of the house and the woman as the worker, man of the world, yeah, okay?
Bread earner.
So, yes, this is the same problem we have, unfortunately. We have it. Let's get into the Islamic viewpoints and the make a balance of the role of the woman in the family and out of the family. Is it at all any role concern for a woman out of the family, for example, in the society, Shaykh?
I think Islam has very clearly defined the roles of the father and the mother, or if you want to say it, man and the woman,
okay,
in the society, in the house, in the family as an institution, and society as an institution. Imagine a society where you don't have any female gynecologist,
mm-hmm,
right? So if you don't have any female gynecs, if you don't have any female doctors who are going to work into hospitals to deliver babies, what's going to happen to the Islamic system, right?
Oh.
So it clearly makes logical sense that Islam is not saying that, look, you're a woman, be at home, take care of children, and that's your job. No, Islam said, look, there are needs, and you need to prepare yourself to address those needs. So
that's
we
right.
need gynecs in the society, and they have to be women. You can't have male gynecs.
Okay.
You can't have male doctors who are going to deliver babies, right?
Okay.
So the space is open.
Yes.
However, Islam also puts certain restrictions where if the job can be done by a man and there is no need for a woman to enter into that field, Islam says,
okay,
well, don't enter into that field.
Okay.
Enter into a field which is going to be beneficial for you and for the society and would help millions of other women who are struggling with a particular problem.
Yes.
So.
We got a program at the radio, Moments of Realization, when the, especially the women and the ladies were asked about the main reason and cause for the conversion to the religion of Islam. They say the respect that Islam has for the very personality of the women.
Yeah.
This is exactly the Western women are looking for, respect.
Yeah.
Why not testing this way? I mean, hijab, covering yourself, and, you know, Not the women are not limited to their bodies, you know, and the sexual attractions. Why not testing this way?
In this last Olympics, I remember that it was, I'm not sure which country
The German ladies, which covered their host from tip to toe.
Yeah,
yes.
they were actually fined by the Olympics itself, or some organization that, why did you cover your body?
Yeah.
So you are there to be stripped, you know, out of your
exactly.
Clothes.
And the main reason, the coach answered that, we are not dolls. We are not sexual dolls. We want to cover ourselves from. And look at the latest law in the Senate of the France that they banned hijab for the women in the sport teams of the women ladies. Okay. You see,
in the country of freedom in the world,
democracy.
In the quotation by
it's not so-called democracy
and freedom of speech and all that stuff.
Okay, and where the world is going to get to with this manner? This is the question.
It's a very important and a fundamental question that if we look at the world, that the way it's progressing. I'm just voicing other scholars, you know, the Western scholars who have their point of view. What the Western scholar says is that you're making a mountain out of a mole. Why are you so worried, right? Look, they are getting into a contract. When I say a contract, a relationship, and they're going to have children, and they're going to upbring the children. They're going to take responsibility of the children. They're going to take responsibility of the wife, and the wife is doing the housework. She's cooking. She's upbringing the children. The only thing missing is the legality, which, according to Islam, is one of the fundamental requirements.
Yes.
So what the Western scholars and professors and researchers are saying, that the only element missing is the legality of the marriage. Apart from that, if you look at the whole institution, they are living just like any other married couple. So where's your problem?
Okay.
So, right? So let, I don't know. You guys,
there
can,
was
put
a,
in your, you guys can put in your view here to contradict them.
That there was a funny TV series recently aside. Whose father, whose mother is this?
Yeah.
And after so many, I've not
and
have
then
received,
the DNA test.
DNA test after so many years. And I say, okay, this is my mother. This is my father. Okay, let's have a big hug and crying and shedding tears. Come on, man. Is this a family?
I don't believe so, you know.
Children out of wedlock after so many years.
You know,
and
I
now
think
with shedding tears, you know, this they are really the queen of dramas.
Yeah.
The dramatization of the of the saddest tragedies, the social tragedies and catastrophes of the society, in order to have it, you know, through a show. Would it be late night show, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Ellen DeGeneres, or no, the other guys, you know, through the DNA testing, Dr. Oz or something like that? You know, they are the queen of dramatization, yeah, all yeah. the social problems, and the people believe them. This is the
You know what? You know what? You know, I think they have got to this understanding that they need the institution of family.
Really?
And they know that they have lost this too. Yeah, they have lost this too, you know, their strategies.
Okay.
So they are trying their best in order for reviving the institution of family.
Exactly.
And those movies that we are actually watching, in the Western movies, they try their best in order for, you know, portraying a sort of a good family that is worth living in and things like that. But what I believe is that Western understanding doesn't allow that to happen. You know, as I said, the ones that are controlling this system are not actually allowing the people that are actually soldiers or the workers or the slaves of this society.
Sexual labor, they call it.
Yeah. And, you know, but those sexual labors that we talked about, there were some literal sexual labors that were so open to detect. But many of these are, you know, covert, actually, and hidden social sexual, actually, workers that are working for these people.
Okay.
And there are these people are making money out of this problem, this chaos, this sexual chaos.
And see how much insurance, you know, the insurance companies do not support, for example, underage pregnancy and abortion and death out of the abortion for the children, especially the ladies in the U.S. market, you know. And the catastrophe is this underage pregnancy in the U.S. and the rate of abortion, how much high is that, especially among the school girls, you know, there in the U.S., and in most of the cases, the sad news is that it will get into committing suicide.
Very true. Because they end up being sex workers.
Yes.
They end up being, you know, in working for pornography and porn industry.
The porn
and
industry
stuff like
or
that.
Something like that. But the case is that they know the problem, and we have some, you know, scholars, sociologists who are not even Muslim, living in a Muslim land. They say, this is all because the chastity, the modesty, you know, the family foundation institution is
that
losing
is built
its color.
Into women's, you know, nature.
Nature,
it's not
Exactly. Yeah. Like Sheikh Qasim pointed out, that, you know, they know that they need the family system and they're trying to revive it and come back. So if you look at these women in the Western culture, the dating men, the changing men every 2 years or 3 years, you go to them and ask them that, why? Why are you doing that? They say, I'm looking for the right kind of a person to get married and settle. And that's what even when they're changing, they're looking for someone to settle down with for the rest of their life, right? So they know somewhere deep down that the only right solution is to get married, settle down, have children.
Yes.
So in that process, they were misguided.
Yes.
You know, there's something called conditioning of the subconscious mind.
Yes,
media does that extensively, that the subconscious mind of the people are conditioned to behave in a particular way. And that's why even though they want the marriage system, they're not able to get to it because the subconscious mind is fighting against their desire for the marriage system.
Sometimes the marriage is the final step for a couple.
Exactly.
You know, they've got children. The woman is pregnant. After so many years, finally they ask for marriage and the woman is happy.
Exactly.
What is this happiness for?
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't understand.
So when
this.
The guy proposes, she's like on the seventh heaven. Why?
Okay.
If marriage is not that important, then why is it so important that the guy proposes to you and they want to get married and settle? So somewhere deep down in the fitrat, in the innate nature of the women, it is embedded that you have to settle down with someone in a wedlock, and that's the best.
For example, when you look at the Oscars, you know, an actor comes on the stage and says, I've been married to my wife for 40 years. I say, wow. See, this wow shows many things.
Yeah.
That the foundation of the family has lost really its colors in the U.S., especially among the so-called elites of the society.
Yeah.
Okay. So 40 years, 30 years, 25 years, this is a vow for them. and as Sheikh said, in the seventh heaven, when it's proposed for the marriage, okay, the marriage, the foundation from the very beginning, it shows the husband showing your loyalty to the family and the children and being around and having a happy life and the prosperous life. Being away from the sins, the major ones, the minor ones, you know, bringing up good children in order to continue the path of the father and the mother in a society. And these are all the good things about having a family and establishing a family, especially according to the Islamic rulings, which I believe has the most beautiful rulings and rights for the women. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, husband, both wives and, you know, husbands in a family foundation in Islam. Thank you very much, Sheikh Qasim. And Sheikh Qasim, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page. Also, a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need